This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Welcome. I remember making a Facebook comment once to try and see what people thought about radio. You might guess I love this medium of broadcasting. I always have since I was about eight. But I used to take a transistor radio to bed with me at night, pick up the stations. But I suppose not everyone has got this fascination. Well, on Facebook, I posed the question, what do you value most about radio? Well, I got a few interesting responses, including one of my contacts who says that she listens to the radio in the car for her entertainment. Then someone else who I know said, I never listen to the radio in the car. I spend time talking to the Lord all the time. I've got no time for such entertainment when I can talk to the King of Kings. Well, I was a little bit taken back, not surprised by Warren's comment. He is a deeply spiritual man who practices what he preaches, so plenty of respect. But I'm sure there are others who take the use of time in a car to talk to God rather than listening to the radio. I don't think you should close your eyes to pray, though, not a good idea. But let me clarify what I mean by having a quiet time with God. We call that meditation or prayer. But it is communicating with God as your friend, whether you're driving or wherever you are. It's not emptying your mind by concentrating or repeating a sound or a particular word over and over. I'm not talking about that kind of meditation. Our quiet time should be something of a transformation through the renewing of our minds. That's in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It's not through the emptying of your mind, because God can fill your mind with good things, and you can read about them in the Bible. Two little girls were playing dress-up in their grandma's attic, and they were playing pretend church. And the younger one said to the other, Jane, do you pray every day? And the older girl said, no, of course not. There are some days, she said, I don't need anything. Well, those comments strike a chord, actually. How many people pray when something goes wrong or when they want something? And prayer is much more than that. So how often do we go to a whole day or part of a day without even thinking about God? We're too busy. So if you're a Christian, you should pray, because the word Christian means we're taking upon us the name of Christ. We're trying to be like him. When Christ was on earth, he set an example by praying. He prayed for guidance. He prayed for his disciples and prayed in praise and gratitude when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane or even on the cross. So we need to pray. It is an opportunity to come to know God and to build a relationship with him. But it is critical, I think, to understand to build that relationship. Prayer requires a two-way communication, because building a relationship with God is the same as building a relationship with people. We talk. We don't just talk. We listen. And prayer allows us the opportunity to tell God how we're feeling, to ask him questions, and our opportunity to learn from him what it is he wants to say to us. Because prayer actually helps us find purpose. It seems many people today have got no idea of their real purpose. We can ask God to help us find purpose in our lives. He's got a plan for us. I know from my own experience that when I've humbled myself in prayer and offered myself to him, God actually can guide me and guide my decisions. He's even given me the purpose to get through the day, even the things that I don't particularly want to do. It is to bring our will in line with God's will. The Bible dictionary says that the purpose of prayer is to secure for ourselves and for others the blessings that God is willing to grant. Prayer is a form of work, and it's an appointed means of obtaining the highest of all blessings. It takes a little bit to understand that. You need to read it, I guess, yourself. But it is God's chosen way to connect with us. You don't need lofty language. You don't need a church. It can be the richest when it's in the car driving while you're not listening to the radio, but you can meet with God. And if you choose to pray in the car, that's fine by me. Just don't take your eyes off the road. Dear Lord, thank you that it is a privilege to pray. Wherever we are, we can connect with you. And I want to connect with you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.